From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, director of St. Mark's. Welcome.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when Jesus was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." And Jesus said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So I don't know, I was away last week and I came back with a little bit of a tickle and a little cold. So I did what everyone should do when you feel this way on New Year's Eve. You should smoke a cigar and by a fire. And then afterwards, have another cigar by a fire. And then you sound like this, which I think makes me sound cool. Not really. Anyway, I had to go like this with this voice on Friday down to New Orleans, or over to New Orleans, to do a wedding for a man who grew up here in the school and in the church. He's an acolyte, went off to college like you do, found this wonderful woman to marry, and they got married in New Orleans, and they asked, would I come do a wedding in New Orleans? Yes, I will. I'll sound like this, but I'm coming, and so I've decided I want to do something up for you. I'm going to get 2 buses. You're all welcome to ride along on the bus. We'll go to New Orleans together. I'm going to buy every one of you clergy outfits, and one at a time, I'm going to send you out to walk from the Hotel Mont de Leon to Jackson Square by yourself, dress like a priest, and see what happens to you. I don't know. Maybe you're like, well, did something happen? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It did. I got to the Court of Appeals building when I noticed a woman in a cat suit, and just standing outside in a cat suit, just standing there. And it's obvious what's happening. I'm coming. As a priest, here he comes. We get there, and I was like, "Hey," and she goes, "Hey, nice outfit." And I went, "You too." Got some outfits working. And I was either like a complete buzzkill to people who were like, "Oh my God, why is there a priest here?" To, "Pray for me. Pray for me. Bless you for being in our city." You bet. And then we had a second line band, and as I got to dance along with the second line band, which, by the way, since we're now friends, is something I love to do. I'm probably on somebody's Instagram account because it was really hard for them to like kind of understand what was going on in front of them. There was a priest with a handkerchief dancing along next to the band. And so well, things you see in New Orleans. Well, that's what you see. Director of St. Mark's. Here I go. I got in a cab a couple of times while I was there, and I caught a phrase that I'm going to add to my colloquialism. And the cab driver got, and I got in, and I said, "Thanks for picking me up." And the cab driver said, "I got you." And then I got in another time, like the airport cab. It's like, "Thanks." It was raining when I got there. "Thanks for getting me." "Oh yeah, I got you. I got you." What a great phrase. That's a great phrase. Tonight I read, you heard two stories. You heard the Jeremiah prophecy of Israel returning, and I read you the story of Jesus behaving exactly like all 12-year-olds behave. Like, come on. Where else would I be, Mom? In those two stories, there's a common theme, and I wanted you to kind of make, and this as we kind of begin, as you begin your year, I want you to kind of lock it in. About what this is we do here, and that is the idea of God as our Father. I don't know, many of you, I'm reading a book right now by an author named Kate Murphy called You're Not Listening, and it's a wonderful book about listening and how we don't listen and why we should. And one of the bits in the book is about the voices in your head, the things that you tell yourself. Those are, according to psychologists, those are actually voices you've heard that you've listened to. So the times where you tell yourself you're not good enough is a memory of a time where you listened to somebody tell you you weren't good enough. And the times where you can tell yourself, "I can do this," are the times where you had people who encouraged you and told you, "You could do that." And that's why listening is so important, because you basically get into your marrow and you can hear. She and I were discussing this book, and one of the things that's interesting to me is we have developed the ability to close our eyes. We can literally move skin over our eyes, but not our ears. We can stop seeing voluntarily, but we can never stop hearing. And listening becomes really a thing. And so to listen to the prophecy of what will happen to the people, "I will become their father. I will be like a shepherd to them." And then to hear Jesus, who we call Lord, say he's in his Father's house, about his Father's business. That's our Father. And that's a prayer that we pray. Our Father. And as you live your life listening, and as you live your life either wanting to see or not to see, and as you live your life, you go through stuff. You go through stuff. I go through stuff. There's the persona, Patrick, and there's the person, Patrick. And the person, Patrick, has real hurt, makes bad decisions, is loved, is loving, is lovable. And in that real person piece of you, I want you to begin your year knowing that your Father, he's got you. Whatever it is you'll face in the coming months, God's got you. I want you to hear that. God's got you. And as you live into the weirdness of the walk that you might have from a hotel to a party, and all the strange humanity you'll see in between, and all the strange humanity that you have, and all the anxiety that you might possess, perhaps you can take a step back and lessen it and trust that your Father, he's got you. And for that, I'm so grateful. And for that, I say, Amen.
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.